America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Coordinator Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. It is high noon in the DMV. Right now, Commanders offensive coordinator and play caller Cliff Kingsbury addressing the media.
2019, I believe, first year in Arizona. I thought he was tremendous. You know, he walks down, and it's not easy to do in this league, play that much man coverage down in somebody's face, but physical, will tackle in the run game, tremendous man coverage guy. I was really, really excited to see that occurred.
How much does that, when you're as an offensive coordinator, how much does it influence what you do or call in a game?
Yeah, it's huge. Most of the time you like to see them as X's and O's, but there's those certain players that you have to know who they are and scheme around them, and he's one of those guys because he's that good of a player and that difficult to kind of deal with when he's able to take away one of your top options.
Just curious what you thought of Brandon Coleman's performance in his first full game, and was there anything that like you felt like because of what he can do maybe changed a little bit of like how you call this play versus that play because of his skill set?
Yeah, you know, we're going to try to maximize what he does best throughout. Very athletic in the run game and the screen game, and that is apparent when you watch the film. But I thought he battled well. He continues to get better, had the setback in training camp, but since then has just really worked hard in the meetings, on the practice field to get better. That's what you like to see is just steady improvement, and you saw that against some really good rushers. He had a couple that he'd like to have back, but that was a great group that he was facing, and I thought he battled and competed at a high level.
And with Noah Brown, like when you look at regular stats, receptions, and yards, it doesn't factor in things like pass interference penalties. He's getting a lot of those. He's actually tied for the most in the league. Is that a skill, an art? He's just a big guy, draws that contact. How does that work, and what do you kind of see with him in that regard?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think some guys have and some guys don't. He's a very savvy football player. That's one thing when we got him immediately, just his understanding of the nuances of what we were trying to do and being able to put his own little spin on routes and concepts and understanding it was through the roof. And that's just another level of that. You know, the ball's in there. He's going back to make plays on the ball and has drawn some huge PIs for us.
I realize you guys try to keep things pretty focused during the week, but since you've been here, have you kind of noticed the increase in fan interest or, you know, just the energy around this team, the attention around this team? And as part of that, how do you think Jaden has handled it as a rookie?
I mean, y'all have heard all the answers and seen all the press conferences as good as you could possibly imagine, I'd say, for Jaden. I mean, that's how he is nonstop. He defers credit to everybody else and is just all about trying to get better the next week. And so that's been awesome to see, but not surprising, just kind of how he's handled his success thus far. And since I got here, just the amount of passion the fan base has had has been incredible. I had not been around that where it's just live or die and really longing to be relevant again, and you can feel that it's tangible. And so that's been cool to see that from the first one I got here and then to actually have some success early and see people get excited. That definitely motivates all of us.
And then with Jaden, I mean, his scrambling ability, well documented, but especially when there's a free rusher, his elusiveness, what makes him so good at that? How is he able to just like slip through guys like that?
Yeah, I think just the feel. He's played that way his entire life. He's very, very fast, obviously, so he knows what he can get away with and what he can. And then he also knows protections, and he knows when he should be picked up and when he's hot. And so he can kind of set guys up knowing, okay, that's the free rusher. I can set him up and get out this way or that way. And so it's a combination of his knowledge of the system and then just sheer athletic ability.
What sort of challenge does Pittsburgh's defense pose?
They're really good. Tara Austin has done a tremendous job. Obviously, Mike T, the culture he has there, they're very physical, great personnel, play downhill, take the ball away. So it'll be a huge test. I think making sure we avoid negative plays and turnovers is going to be the key to keeping it, you know, a ball game and being able to stay in it.
What's the key for Jaden to remain disciplined and kind of just like this the whole time that you talked about?
Yeah, just the work he puts in. I think you earn that, right? With how you work and keeping your process the same and not being bored of doing it over and over and over. And that's something that, from what I've seen, he's willing to pay the price every morning early through the evening of same routine, getting better, asking the right questions, putting the work in on the practice field. And when you have those things, the confidence is there, and so you don't need to change anything.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Preston Smith obviously adds another potential playmaker to the Steelers defense. Wasn't really a big fit in Green Bay this year. So do you go back to previous year's tapes, not really look at the 2020-24 tape, and look to previous tape to kind of see what he might be able to bring this weekend?
Yeah, I've played against him before. Very good, powerful, talented rusher. So it's not like they needed any help at that position, but they got it. So that'll just add to a very tough defense. And that, to me, is like the way those guys, the relentless pass rush, the way they get after the passer and just they fall into sacks. You know, they'll beat you clean and then they'll fall into stuff because of the effort and because the quarterbacks that are able to move, they'll keep chasing them in the pursuit. It's really impressive to watch. It's a credit to those coaches and the players and the culture they've created.
You kind of touched on the turnovers already. Every team drills it. Every team preaches ball protection, ball security. But you guys are doing it through nine games at a rate that is not seen very often. So what's different, you know, outside of the drilling and outside of the messaging?
I would just say the individual pride and the collective kind of brotherhood of guys taking it to heart that, hey, when you're carrying the football, you're carrying the entire organization. And those guys, they own it in practice. They own it in the games. And then you have to have some fortunate bounces as well. I mean, everybody knows that.
Hey there, Coach. So far this season, we've seen some differences, if you will, in the running back room, right? When Austin had to go out for Arizona, I think, you know, of course, B-Rob has been inactive due to his injury. What can you say about that group just staying consistent despite the different changes?
Yeah, it's a credit to all of them, and they compete well. They communicate well. Coach Lynn does a tremendous job leading that room, but I think that's the coolest part is just they all support each other. Like, when C-Rod got in and had some good runs, you know, nobody was more happy for him than B-Rob, and that's awesome to see. That's not like that everywhere I've been, but I think that's the message of the competition in that room. They know whoever goes in can do it at a high level, and they continue to support each other.
And what are some of the strengths that you've seen so far this season in the Steelers defense?
Yeah, taking the ball away and creating negative plays. You know, they're coverage wise very sticky in man coverage when they decide to do that, and then the pass rush, it doesn't leave you much room for error. So you have to be very precise. You have to stay on schedule, and there's going to be some plays that we got to find ways to get the ball out of our hands and not, you know, take negative plays on first and second down.
Seems like every week teams have a elite edge pass rusher, but not necessarily to the extent that TJ Watt is. What kind of challenges does that provide, and do you find that yourself, as you're watching tape, you know, kind of cognitively thinking about having to add help or double or chip or all the different things you guys do?
Yeah, when I'm watching tape, when I'm sleeping, all of the above. He's a game wrecker. He's like on that level of certain guys around the league, the Aaron Donalds, you know, I know he's retired, but where it's like, okay, going into that week, we've got to know where he's at on every play. And if we leave one play where he's not accounted for and given extra attention, then that's the play that can change the game. He's that dominant of a player, and he plays with that type of effort. So, yeah, definitely one that keeps you up at night.
Hey, man, Coach, just one more on TJ Watt. Sometimes you still need that against TJ Watt, given like his status right now.
I'm pretty fearful of all those guys, so they all keep me up at night. So I think we've tried to protect as best we can against some of those guys, but there's a reason they're going to be Hall of Fame players. I mean, they've played a long time. They know how to kind of navigate the chips and the edges and still find a way to get it done.
Just to jump ahead a little bit, because I don't think we're going to get you next week.
For everybody, I mean, any those sorts of games, as far as NFL coaches go, I say you kind of just throw your hands up and say, we hope we play really well. Yeah, you walk through, you try to have as much carryover and as many things maybe that you've repped and didn't get to, you know, in the game. So you have that backup there. But, yeah, it's never easy. So I don't think being a rookie is that much different. Honestly, it's a new experience every time you get one of those.
Do you do anything about the playbook? Do you do anything differently with what you install in the game for that because it is a short week?
Me personally, we'll install less, but there's stuff we've had throughout the season that maybe I can go back and find that fits. We repped it, so at least there's a commonality with our players have terminology and execution. They've walked through, they practice it, and we show the clips from previous practices. And to me, that has always been something that makes me feel better, is at least they've got some live full-speed reps before you go out there and try to do it. I do. All right, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Commanders offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. Just something cool about Cliff, Logan. You know, he's very measured, very methodical, and calling a hell of an offense so far.
And it's well designed too. I think that's the thing that sticks out is, everyone gets caught up in the X's and O's and this concept versus that concept, this run versus that run. But what I think he's done a really good job of is getting the guys to buy in completely. And so he can kind of call whatever he wants to call because the guys can own it. They understand the adjustments versus different coverages. They understand the adjustments versus different fronts when it comes to running the football. And I think that's something that is so undervalued when cultivating an offensive identity, is making sure the guys can play as fast as humanly possible. And I think he's done an outstanding job of that.
You know what I find interesting, and I think you might be able to answer this, is, I was kind of familiar with the verbiage in the Gruden offense,
yeah.
And it was wordy, man.
Yeah.
It was significant. And then, like, it became a big story, especially for, like, NBC4, because it kind of crosses a lot of boundaries, where the touchdown Ben Sennett scored on was on a play called Taylor Swift.
Mm.
So, like, when they're actually in the huddle, when Cliff is sending that in to Jaden, are they still giving all the verbiage on formation and all the keys and such? Or is it literally as simple as Taylor Swift on two?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing about the air raid offense, and that's Cliff's background. There are some elements of that here. So in a West Coast offense, you have to identify, you know, formation, like how you're going to line up, protection, and then concept, right? And so I could see, the thing is now when you watch the offense, there's so much formation variability, there's so many different motions and shifts in the offense,
right,
which is all good stuff, that it's hard for me to imagine them not having those first two words. Like, so for example, like when I played in offenses, Kyle had sections of offense like this where it's like, hey, I say banana, I know the formation, I know the route concept, and I know the protection.
Right.
Boom, we're going to go run it. It's hard to run a whole offense like that. So
right.
To me, I would assume there's probably a personnel.
5 or 10.
Yeah. There's probably a personnel that he says. So it might be like, hey, red 24, Taylor Swift. You know, and I think that might be the play.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah,
too.
There's probably some other modifiers on there, but the base call is probably Taylor Swift.
And because they ran off a bunch of, like, names, had, like, other, like, there's a Travis Kelce play. And
yeah.
Stuff. I imagine there's, like, 10 of those, 5, 10 of those,
yeah.
And then everything else just kind of goes through standard verbiage to lay it all out? Or do you think every play, because at some point it gets hard to remember all the random stuff too.
Yeah, so I think what I would say, because I've been in offense, so when I was with the Chicago Bears in 2016, I forget what the offensive coordinator's name was, but he had just come from working with Peyton Manning, and basically every
Gase.
Every play in the offense had a code word. So, hey, let's say it's and code word and formation. So you could do it all no huddle, which was insane. It was so hard to memorize and understand the offense. However, I do think that like when you – so at some point just straight memorization becomes too hard. But I do think if I said, hey, man, you know, red is right, blue is left, that's the formation. And if we're in 21 personnel, the fullback's going to line up here and da-da-da. You have like modifiers. So instead of having – one huge, extremely long column, you can be like, hey, red Taylor Swift, you know? And, like, that's a way to kind of minimize the diversity in terms of memorization. And, again, you don't want to go the other way where it's like, hey, twins right split, you know, 48, Z zoom, Y, you know, whatever. Like, you don't want to do that either where it's so verbose, right. But – I think being able to walk – I think that's one of the reasons why the guy seems to have learned it really quickly is because I would imagine – and I haven't seen his play sheet yet, maybe in the offseason.
Go walk over there and see that.
Yeah, hopefully I can ask
him. You get to go to the cafeteria, just pop into the room.
Yeah, just be like, hey, man, do you know who I am? No, that'd be disrespectful probably. But, yeah, so – but I do think the reason they picked it up so quick, the reason they own it the way they do is I would imagine the verbiage is very limited. And usually with limited verbiage offense, you lose some of the diversity in terms of formation, in terms of motion, but it lets the guys lock in on what you're supposed to do.
Sure.
So I think, again, Cliff deserves a ton of credit. I think the whole offensive staff deserves a ton of credit because they've managed to do that while giving the illusion of complexity, which is pretty sweet.
And how much surprise, if any, right? They have the third-ranked offense in points scored, third-ranked in yards gained. Fourth in rushing attempts, third in rush yards, third in rushing touchdowns. Knowing that it's Cliff Kingsbury, and I thought he did a really good job kind of as the offseason progressed, trying to get people to understand, you know, this isn't Texas Tech in the mid-2000s. Like, the air raid that you're expecting is not what's coming. But this is a very much run-dominated offense.
I mean, that's what he was in 2021 in Arizona, too.
When they went 11-5.
Yes.
They were good. It was James Conner and...
I forget the other guy's name, but James Conner.
Chase something. They accounted for 2,000 yards for scrimmage.
Yeah. And so I look at
Chase Edmonds, maybe?
Yeah, Edmonds. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so I think that's exactly right. And I think one of the things that sticks out to me is... You know, the formation diversity, the different types of runs they're able to get.
Remember
to.
When, like, oh, he doesn't use motion, people were saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's not happening.
Well, I think the thing that sticks out to me probably most definitively is when I've had conversations with him, he understands what good offense is in the NFL. Like, he gets it. Like, he's had conversations with Kyle and Sean and, you know, Andy Reid. Like, he studies those guys. And, like, when you look at what they're doing, you're not going to be so, you know, boneheaded or pigheaded that you're going to just run what you want to run. You're going to adapt and evolve and do new stuff. And so when I see them in 12 personnel, they don't do that in the air raid. When I see them in 21 personnel, they don't really do that in the air raid. When I see them run play action pass, they don't really do that in the air raid. So all of these things are variations and deviations from the air raid system. There are probably principles and crossover in terms of language. And like, I think the general principle of the pass game is also probably an underlying there. And so what I mean by that is in the air raid, you run 10 pass concepts about. You know the adjustments for those 10 pass concepts versus every coverage the defense is going to present. And so when you watch this team, you understand, or at least it's apparent to me, that the guys running it understand that there might not be a ton of play volume in, but they understand the variation on all the different routes that they're running. So that's something that I think is pretty neat. I think it's well coached. I think it's well thought out. I think it's evolved and changed, and it looks like an NFL offense. And I do think it's important to also note that while Cliff and the whole staff's doing a great job, Jayden Daniels has also done a great job of elevating this offense.
Sure. I mean, Kyle and I were joking about that. You could say they've really built a team. They've really built a culture. You're getting all these contributions from a whole bunch of people on the offense, whole bunch of people on the defense. But, oh, by the way, you have a star quarterback, and everything looks different when that's the case. Nobody go anywhere. Me and Logan getting deep into the Steelers-Commanders matchup next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.